I'm just looking for guidance where to start to figure out how to use JAWS with Microsoft 365. A little bit of experience I've had with using the web-based Office applications has been unpleasant.
Office 365 is almost identical to regular Microsoft Office. It's not a web-based program. Office 365 actually gets downloaded on your computer, and you've got Word and Outlook and all the things that you would have. But my question to you would be, what was it that you switched over from? What were you using before?
Yeah, I'm using Outlook now and Microsoft Word 2016. Okay, but I do believe that the product that my company is about to take on is, they call it M365. It's for business. Okay, and it definitely has web-based interfaces.
Okay. Short answer is yes, it has a web-based interface. Now, when you go to the web-based interface and go into, I believe it's applications, there's an option there that says download Office apps. And that will let you download the actual the installer for the Office
native
apps.
The native applications.
It gives you. Now, it could be some oddball way that they have disabled that functionality. I can't see what it is. Hopefully they haven't done that to you.
Haven't. Have access. We will have access to native apps as well.
Gotcha. So the first thing you want to do is make sure that if you log into your web portal there, and they'll take you to the Office account, and then there's an option that says download apps, and make sure you get the apps downloaded physically onto the machine itself. Once you do that, it's very much like Office 2019, which is very much like Office 2016.
Okay.
The webinars that Freedom Scientific has out there are first rate. They're actually excellent. I recommend those all the time.
You definitely want that desktop-based version versus the web version. Not only is it sort of painful, but at least one program, Excel, does not work at all. I would say the one major difference in terms of things that you probably use with some frequency, in terms of difference between that and 2016, the spell check in Word is substantially different. But I think once you get used to it, I think it's better than the previous spell check. But you might be surprised first time you go into spell check. But once you get used to it, it's better for a number of number of ways.
So I was wondering if anybody else has this problem. I have the Windows 10 and 365. And when I'm using Outlook, especially when I log out of Outlook, I would say about 40% of the time when I go back into Outlook, either later on or the next day, it did not close properly and ask me, do I want to resume where I left off, or yes or no? Outlook is not closing properly. And I've repaired Outlook 365. So I was wondering if anybody else is, if this is a problem.
I've seen this mostly with IMAP accounts where there's an ongoing synchronization when you quit Outlook, which doesn't necessarily really even close Outlook. I don't know if you really notice this, but sometimes it's still running. The Outlook process is running in the background. And so I sometimes even after you quit out of Outlook, there is, sometimes you still get notifications in the notification center that something has happened. I believe what happens sometimes is that if there's a synchronization going on, it may interrupt that synchronization and it appears as if it's out of sync. And that's why you may get that message, because I've seen it mostly with IMAP issues.
And is there anything that you can do about that, or you just have to live with that?
One of the things you could do is kind of tidy up your folders a little bit, make sure that no folder has more than 1,000 items. Make it as easy as possible for Outlook to clean itself.
Ah, okay.
I have a frustration point with my iPhone. There are multiple different volume settings, and I have read things about how to set different volumes, but I still can't seem to resolve this problem. When I'm on a Zoom conference like this, or when I'm on the phone, the volume of the voice that's coming through is so much louder than VoiceOver that I can't hear what VoiceOver is telling me. I can't find the end call button when I'm on a phone call, because if the voice is still speaking, I can't hear VoiceOver over top of it. Does anybody know how to take care of that?
I think if you add volume to the rotor so that it's one of the options in the rotor, and then while you're in Zoom, you go to the rotor, go to volume, and raise it up there, I think that will raise the VoiceOver volume. Maybe somebody can confirm whether that's correct.
Yeah, Jerry, I was actually just about to say the exact same thing, so I think you're right about it.
There are four volumes on the iPhone, and one of them is the ringer volume. And for that one, when you're in settings and in sounds and haptics, there is a checkbox that says not to let the buttons control the volume. Like, when you go, you know, and it's a good idea to check that if you want your ringer volume, because I've had my ringer volume go all the way down to one or two a couple of times too. So just thought I'd mention that.
I am having an issue with messages. I have my sound turned on so that I should be able to hear when a message comes in, but often it doesn't. But literally, the phone is right next to me, and I do not have any sound indicating that a message has come in.
When, so is the message actually coming in, or is it just not getting a notification?
The message itself, I have it set so that a little popcorn sound occurs when a message is coming in, and it no longer makes the popcorn sound. And I check to see in sounds if it's still there, turned on. It is. And yet, I don't get any of the sound when messages are in my coming into my messages.
First of all, check to make sure that do not disturb is not on.
It's not on.
How about the mute switch on the phone?
It's not on either.
Okay. The other thing to check is go into notifications, then go down to messages and reset all the notification settings in there.
Just reset them even if they're set the way I wanted them. Okay.
Yeah. I've had that happen but this may very well be an issue with the latest version of iOS. I mean, there may be an issue here, but
I'm having the same issue. It's confirmed. It is a bug.
Is there a way with only having one sound card to be able to adjust the screen reader, in my case, JAWS volume, and say the Zoom conference volume separately?
If you have 2021 of JAWS, they actually added that. And I believe the way you have to get to it is JAWS key plus space, then V. It's a layered keystroke. I don't know, Jerry, does that sound correct to you?
There's a little more to it than that, because after you do the space with insert space and then V, you can hit J for JAWS, or you can hit, what's the other one? So you can do J for JAWS volume. System volume is S. That's the other one. There are a lot of volume settings that you can find if you go into the sounds area in control panel, or you can do insert F11 and go down to speakers or whatever it's called. Depends on what you have plugged into it, but you can go in there and change. There's a separate setting for Zoom. There's a separate one for Windows Media Player. There's a whole bunch of different ones based on what apps you have running at the moment. You can also turn ducking on and off on the fly by doing the JAWS key space and then D for ducking. Yes, ducking lowers the volume of other programs while JAWS is speaking. And then when JAWS is finished, then the other volume comes back up to normal.
What do you need to do to save those chat messages? Do you have to have permission to do it, or?
No, you don't. You know, if you're in the meeting controls window, you just hit Alt-H to get into the chat dialog. You tab 3-4 times to, like, there's an options drop down. You hit enter space on that. The first thing is save chat. You just hit enter on that, and boom, it saves it to that folder I mentioned. Because way in the past, you could save chats, but only if you were the host doing a local recording. But now you yourself can do it. More chat options. That's it. Yeah. If you enter a space on that, you'll see right in there, save chat, and boom, it will put it right in that Zoom subfolder in your documents folder.
And I don't know if this is useful, but usually when I'm on Zoom meetings and I don't want to hear like all the chatter of who's coming in and who's going out, and who's chatting, I just do the JAWS keys in the space bar and the letter S, I think, just to shut.
I use Alt Windows S.
That turns off notifications, but
right.
I think it's the speech on demand thing. Insert, okay.
Insert space
bar,
and then S.
And S. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a toggle. I use that all the time.
I absolutely love it, because if I'm not responsible, if I'm just participating in a meeting, and I don't want to know, you know, it doesn't tell, like, oh, John Smith just joined. And Judy, blah, 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 left. And
is there a special way in Zoom? Is there an optimal way to have these tabs? Like, is there a docking thing where they should all be docked or not? Or
personally, I think the easiest thing is simply to memorize the shortcut keys to get to the different places. Alt U for the participants list and Alt H for the chat. Because you can tab around forever if you want, but just 3 or 4 shortcuts
how do you get back to the Zoom? Is it all, how do you get back to the main one?
We'll just escape a few times.
It opens a chat and also closes it too. So if you want to get that out of the way.
It's a toggle. Yep. Okay.
One other thing to know about Zoom, it does not automatically update and it doesn't give you notifications. Right. Like, you know, when you come into JAWS, it says updates are available. So you'll go in into the Zoom app and check the settings and see if updates are available. You've got to go look for them yourself.